Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, coming off a split on the road. I know a disappointing split as they lose to Seattle Pacific 4-1 to start things off on October 17th, but then they came back nicely on that Tuesday against Northwest Nazarene, a team that's been a bit of a thorn in their side, and they win that one 3-0. Dan, let's talk about the first game, first of all. I know you're not one to make excuses, but boy, you just had the deck stacked against you on that day. I know that the sickness hit the team real hard. There was a red card in there. I mean, just a lot of hurdles to climb in that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, these things sometimes happen. We had a lot of guys over the weekend that were sick, basically. They had colds, sore throats, a bit of a fever. And, you know, I don't want to make excuses because Seattle Pacific are an excellent team and they played very well. But we were so far off the pace, we couldn't keep up with them. And that's not like us because we're a very fit team. And some of our guys, I had to bring off two or three of our guys because they weren't feeling well. And in a big game like that, that was always going to go against us. But credit to SPU, they obviously deserve to win. But, you know, I think if we could have played them with a fully healthy team, not just, you know, without all the illness, I think it would have been a better game.
When you talk about that, talk about the red card. You know, I've honestly never seen one. I've heard about them, but I've never actually got to see one. Explain how that kind of changes the complexion of the game, too, because I understand you play with 10 players. For somebody who maybe doesn't understand soccer, they say, well, you know, I mean, it might create a few matchup problems, but is it really that big of a deal?
It is a big deal because it forces you to change your system of play. And, for example, when we got the red card, we were losing the game 3-1. So at that point, we were trying to attack and score goals and get back into the game. So by losing a player, you know, we had to play with two forwards. We played with four midfielders, but that forced us to play with three defenders instead of the usual four. And we got exposed time and time again because we were kind of chasing the game, putting so much effort into the attack. But when the ball turned over and Seattle Pacific attacked us, we were numbers down because we had a man sent off. So it obviously affected the game, and it's just one of those things. It's part of soccer. I believe it's our first red card of the year. And, you know, it wasn't anything malicious. It was just two yellow cards for two mistimed tackles, and these things happen. And again, the whole game against SPU was difficult for us.
Well, then you come back nicely against Northwest Nazarene, and I got to be honest with you, when I saw the score against Seattle Pacific and knowing you guys weren't feeling well, I was thinking, oh man, now they got to head to Nampa to play against a team that really, frankly, has been a tough matchup for you through the years, and you come back with a nice 3-0 win, and it's not like you had a miraculous recovery from the sickness. You're still not feeling well. As disappointing as Seattle Pacific was, on the flip side, you had to be extremely pleased with the result there.
Yeah, definitely. I was really proud of the guys, you know, I mean, we still, against Northwest Nazarene, two starters couldn't play because of they were ill, and we had two or three guys that were just about recovered, but they weren't 100%. I mean, they were still feeling a little unwell, but they played, and I was real proud of the guys because, you know, the SPU loss hurt us emotionally, I think, as well. We were really excited for that game, and it was really disappointing that, you know, we weren't able to give our best effort, really. So to turn around and get the result against NNU, I just think shows the chemistry and the commitment of this team. They're doing really well. They're 9-3-2 now, and we're having a great season. We just got to try and get healthy and finish strong.
I want to talk about the way the conference standings is setting up, because there's might surprise a few people to just know how things are shaping up there. We'll talk about that during the second part of the Coaches Show.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, coming off a split, losing at Seattle Pacific, but winning at Northwest Nazarene. Coming up Saturday, they're taking on inner-city rival Rocky Mountain College, and then they'll finish up with their final two games at home against St. Martin's and Western Washington the next week. But I want to talk a little bit about the standings as it stands right now, and of course it's interesting because the standings are nice to look at, but really, I know, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, comes down to the regional rankings. But, you know, it almost seems like St. Martin's has kind of fallen under the radar. I think there's been so much talk about, you know, the fact that you've got Montana State Billings and Seattle Pacific kind of, I think at the start, a lot of people considered the elite programs, and certainly all have lived up to that expectations. But all of a sudden, you got a team sitting at 4-1. Their only loss is to you. I mean, I find that kind of fascinating because it seems like they've just sort of kind of slipped in there, and everybody's like, well, where'd they come from?
Well, I don't think they've slipped in there. I can see how it looks from the outside, but St. Martin's have a really good team. They've got some really good attacking players, and I think it just shows really how close our conference is. All five teams on any day can beat anybody, and Northwest Nazarene haven't won a game yet in our conference, but they're a good team. I think three of their losses in conference have come in overtime. So, you know, it's just very tight and it's very close, and most of the games are decided by one goal, you know, and they're very close. But St. Martin's is a really good team, and, you know, we have to beat them now when they come here next week.
Yeah, it's interesting. And when I say they've kind of fallen under the radar, probably more under my radar than anyone else, because, of course, I watch you real closely, and I've been watching SBU kind of keeping an eye on how they're doing. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the standings and go, well, how about that? Now, you were able to beat them on the road, and obviously that's huge. But I was taking a look at the standings, and you were explaining it to me. It's, you know, those losses are actually kind of haunting you just a little bit as we go into this season, because even if you went out, it sounds like you probably need a little help.
Yeah, we do, because in the conference, for a win you get 3 points, and for a tie you get 1 point. So the way it stands right now, basically, is if we beat St. Martin's and Western Washington in our last two conference games, we need St. Martin's to at least tie one more game on the schedule. And they have two road games, which will be difficult. But, you know, all we can do is take care of our games and try and win both games, and I'm confident we're going to play well in our last few games here at home.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you take a look at standings and even regional rankings and what have you, it's more for good water cooler talk than anything else. But, you know, even if all those things fall into place for you, you still got to get in that top four in the Western region, don't you?
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, I think the West region in the nation is probably the toughest. I'd say every year there's at least 10 to 15 teams from our region that realistically can qualify, because they've all got good programs, and it's going to be really close. I still think we're firmly in the mix, because we only have 3 regional losses, and if we can win our last 2 regional games, our percentages will be very good. But we're going to probably need some help. But the way I'm looking at it is just take care of what we can, while you know, win our games that we have left, and then at the end of the season we'll see where we land.
I'm not going to ask you about specific players, because I know there's some issues there, but we've talked about the fact that you weren't doing well from a health standpoint last week. Can you just tell us generally how's the team bouncing back, if at all?
Well, I think we've got a team of tough kids, and, you know, I think probably we'll be okay. I think this Saturday's game is going to be difficult, because we still have quite a few guys that are sick, but hopefully by next Thursday, when we get back into the conference games, we'll be back to full health.
I want to talk about the Rocky game, because it's senior day out at Yellow Jacket Field, which is always a big event. You know, I know from a coach's standpoint, and certainly from the player's standpoint as well. We'll talk about that Rocky Mountain College game coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Dan McNally.
Cellular Plus, your local Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jackets Athletics. Cellular Plus has 31 stores across Montana and Wyoming, including 6 convenient Billings area locations: The Heights, Rimrock Mall, Rimrock Mini Mall, King Avenue, Lockwood, and Laurel. Adam Kimmett and Cellular Plus would like to wish Coach Wooden and Coach Pfeiffer best of luck this season. Go Yellow Jackets!
Yeah. Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue along with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, as they get set to host Rocky Mountain College this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at Yellow Jacket Field. It's senior day. I know that's always a very emotional time, and boy, you've got some dandy seniors that you're saying goodbye to this year.
Yeah, it is an emotional time, actually, because this senior class has been absolutely awesome. They're a great set of guys. They've done so well in their careers. They've really transformed the program, I think. This senior class are the players that have taken us from being a bad team that can't get it done and that doesn't have winning seasons. And now we're a team where I genuinely think we're a very respected team in the region and probably in the nation. Now everyone knows about MSU Billings soccer, and the reason is because of the play of those six guys. But it's not just how they've played on the field. They've all done very well academically off the field, and just as people, I'm just really proud of how they've turned out as people. I think they're all going to go and have great success in their lives.
I want to ask you about that. When you go back 4 years, and assuming that we're not talking about some red shirts here, but when this senior class came in, I mean, I assume that you probably looked at somebody like a Sam Charles and said, yeah, he's going to be an awful good player for us. I don't know if you could have predicted this, but did you look at that class and say, you know what, they've got the real potential to do something special, or have they surprised you a little bit, or what have you?
I wouldn't say they've surprised me, because I was surprised probably that in the situation where we were in at the time when I recruited these guys, the program had never had a winning season, and the overall feel about our program wasn't that positive. But I think I was surprised that I was able to convince them to come and play for me. But once I got them here, I knew they were going to be excellent, and once they were here, I knew we were going to be a good team as well. It was just a matter of time before we put it all together, and I'm just really proud of them. They're real good guys, and I just wish all the best for them.
You bring up an interesting point, though. That's why it's so hard to really kind of have a young program, is because you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You got to get good players in, but the incentive for them to come to you might be a little bit tough. I mean, I would imagine that particularly early on in the program, and I'm just spitballing here, but I'm assuming early on in the program, a lot of those kids you were getting were probably kids that were saying, I go to MSUB, I'm going to be able to get some playing time early on. So you got to start winning to get the good kids a lot of times, and yet it's hard to win until you get those good kids. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, totally. I think as a coach, what I tried to get across to those guys 4 years ago when I was recruiting them was, this is where we're at now, but this is not where we'll be. Is that the program is going places. We just need a quality recruiting class. And I told them, you're the guys, and you're going to turn this round. And I think that became appealing to them in the recruiting process, was maybe other schools were interested in them, but they may have to go and fight for starting minutes or fight to even get in the team. But with me, I was saying, you come and play for MSUB, we can build this thing together, and you'll have a real important part to play in that. So that maybe helped us. But, I knew once I got those guys, we were going to be good.
I'm excited about it. You're taking on Rocky Mountain College, a brand new program. MSUB, been there, done that. You know what that's like. Rocky Mountain College, though, has got some quality wins this year. They've been very competitive early on. I mean, obviously, Coach Duffy's done a nice job with them to start that program.
Yeah, they've done okay. I knew they'd be okay. I mean, I know Duffy does. He's a good coach, and I knew he was bringing in some good players, and they've done well. I think the one thing I've noticed about them is that they've been competitive in just about every game, and they have played some good teams. So yeah, we never take any game lightly, and Duffy knows me well enough to know that I'd never take a team lightly. We respect every opponent we play, and we certainly respect Rocky, because they have got some good players, and I know they'll be organised. So it's going to be a difficult game, but I'm always confident in my team. I think we've got an excellent team, and these guys normally show up to play.
And in terms of, and we'll talk more obviously about those all-important games against St. Martin's and Western Washington coming up next week on the Coaches Show. But in terms of those things that you're really looking for from your team this week, because even though it's late in the year, you can always learn and always get better.
Yeah, well, we're looking to play well. That's the number one thing. I mean, it's an in-state rivalry. It's an in-town rivalry. And we want to win the game badly, you know, against Rocky, and we're going to be ready to play these guys. These guys always play hard, and being senior day, we have an extra incentive to make sure we win for our seniors, and I'm sure we'll do our best. And it's going to be a tough game, like every game, but you know, I'm always confident in these guys.
Coach Dan McNally, I hope your team gets good and healthy. Looking forward to the Rocky game and, of course, the remaining games on your schedule. Again, congratulations on the nice win over Northwest Nazarene. And, of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ken.
Dan McNally with the Coach's Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.